The bill is aimed at Wisconsin's high schools, but a group outside of Lambeau Field was protesting Native American nicknames at the pro level. One of them was Alice Jacobs, a Menominee tribal member.
And the reason why we're doing this with the Washington Redskins, because they're nationwide.
Jacobs supports the bill because schools would have to prove their ethnic nicknames don't promote stereotyping. Otherwise, they could be fined. But emotion runs deep in high school and pro sports. Washington fan Alan Sable says there's a lot of tradition involved.
But if the tribes themselves think that it's an issue, then maybe it should be addressed. And on the other hand, I think it's somewhat complimentary that you want to be known as someone who's been a brave fighter and warrior.
Still, Alice Jacobs says research shows the mascots can hurt kids' feelings.
Especially because they're the ones in the schools that they have to deal with that, you know, especially in where there's only a few Native Americans in a school, because, you know, their self-esteem is affected. The signs that are put out there towards, you know, and then they use the word Indian. It's harmful.
41 Wisconsin school districts have Indian-themed sports mascots. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.